Hey everyone, welcome to the Rooster Teeth Podcast.
All these monitors are dim.
The monitors are all dim. This week brought to you by Casper, Squarespace, and Trunk Club. Luckily for me, my monitor's good. Your monitor sucks.
Weird. Everything's bright.
I'm doing a
stupid
thing where I'm looking at each monitor, figuring out how to point at it, but I just got to point at the same camera and just look with my head.
I'm Gus.
I'm Gavin.
I'm Barbara.
I am Bernie.
And I'm Gus. So I'm going to lead off with a comment. It never feels like we're actually doing the podcast during summer because it's still 100 fucking degrees outside and it's still bright as fuck.
Are you mad about the weather?
I'm mad.
For another like hour and a half.
You're confused that it's bright and hot outside in the summer?
Yeah, I feel like it's not podcast. Like when we do the podcast, it's normally dark or cool.
We could fix that by just doing it early every day.
Right, yeah.
The sun's still in my eyes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Gav and I went up to LA this week and it's like, I don't think of LA as being much further north than Austin on a global scale. But it is crazy how much lighter it gets and how much lighter it stays later.
Gets chillier at night, though.
It does. It was such a nice night.
Yeah.
It was a nice night when I'll get to that.
Is it because you spent the night with me?
It was. Gavin and I spent a lovely evening together.
Jealous, it is.
Barbara. I'm a little jealous.
Four degrees north. Four degrees further north than Austin is.
How far is a degree?
I have no idea.
So I was going to shoot some drone footage. In some of the city places, some of the urban spaces in LA. And so I wanted to go out and fly my drone, but I didn't want to get hassled about it. And I especially wanted to go down, like, we went to the Man's Chinese Theater and I wanted to get some shots of that.
How big is your drone that you could bring it with you on
LA? I don't
want to
say that in public. How big is my drone? What do you mean? How big? It's just a Phantom? It's about this big?
Because I've seen drones that are like this big.
No, it's about this. I'm showing Barbara. It's a Phantom drone. It's probably about a foot square.
I thought it was wasn't allowed to fly drones in LA.
So I looked it up. You can fly it. You can't fly it over 500 feet. You can't fly it within 25 feet of a person, which is another reason why I got up early to do it.
Well, if you're 500 feet.
Fly it above 500 feet.
Yeah, but that's more than 25 feet away from a person. Yeah,
very good, Gavin.
True.
Very good.
Yeah, but then you got to fly it. Like, I couldn't take it off in a crowd of people, in other words. Like, I just tried to take it off in the parking lot a little while ago. It was so windy. It lifted off the ground and flopped over. I mean, literally, I've never seen that before, that it did that. But I was going to say, I got up. I went to go set my alarm to get up at sunrise. It was like 5:45 in the morning. I was like, fuck that. I got up anyway, though. And went and did it. So, and then it turns out I broke my gimbal.
You did?
Yeah.
Your gimbal?
Gimbal is the little thing on the bottom of the drone.
Okay.
That keeps the camera steady. So, like,
not
the camera
specific
goes
to
left.
Drones. There's gimbals in loads of things.
I just have never heard that before in my life.
It holds it steady. Did you perchance see the video? I wonder if Barb would even click on this video. There was a video that was online about a guy in the, I guess he was in the ISS, and he had a CD player. And apparently, they had a bunch of CD players because he had three of these things. And he just.
So, it truly is built on 90s technology.
Right. He just, like, he took the CD player. It's like a portable CD player. Just a little bit bigger than a compact disc itself, one of those little Walkmans. And he just put it there, let it go in space, just floating, and he tapped it, and it flips all over the place. But then he turns it on, and he starts playing a disc in it, and it starts spinning, and then he lets it go, and it's like a gyroscopic effect where it holds it like in the same orientation. Like, he taps it, and it rights itself.
It's like the bike tire thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the gyroscope. The robot gyroscopes in Gyromite.
Was it on purpose that he did that, or that was just a...
Yeah, I mean, he was showing the effect, the gyroscopic
effect. Video.
No, you just happen to have a camera.
There you go. See, now that's what it's on. It seems to have like some kind of resistance. But then here's one that's off. Just flips.
I don't know these things.
And then like it's spinning, so that one like maintains its orientation, but the other one just goes apeshit.
So if you spun,
then he starts taping them together like this to show like how they can maintain their orientation. So they clearly have a lot of these things on the fucking space station.
And a lot of free time.
Yeah.
I mean, those are
how much money do you think it costs? That moment, like he spends
a
minute,
a second.
He spends a minute out of his day working on this. Like, what is the cost for
look
his
this,
minute
I don't think
of
it
time?
I don't
look at this.
There.
Go back to this.
Really cool.
This makes a stable platform. And then I think is this where he gets three going? Yeah, he's got three going now.
You obviously watch much more of this video than I did.
Yeah, that's off. All
see,
of them are off.
Even though it's probably a waste of money to fuel and get all that up there and
not
do that
all.
And waste of time. I'm glad he did it, and I don't think it's a waste of time. It's a cool experiment.
That's probably like $10,000 worth of duct tape, though. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, just the tape that he used to tape those things together.
Still worth it.
To get that tape in that place was probably $10,000 worth of tape.
Right. And what's that astronaut not doing that he could be doing at that moment?
That's it. That's what he's doing. what he's doing.
They don't have to work 24/7. I mean,
better.
You go home.
There's got to be some downtime.
Yeah, but they didn't, you know, I didn't train. I didn't take hundreds of thousands of dollars in training and fuel to get to my job.
They need rest and downtime to do their jobs well.
To tape CD players together with fucking duct tape?
I'm sure there are a couple hours.
Is that his personal duct tape?
Why
did he take it in his overhead bin?
Hope not, because that would have wasted fuel. Like, you always hear about the Apollo astronauts. They would take shit up into orbit, or when they went to the moon, so they'd come back and sell it later. Like, they would take, like, rocks in their pockets up with them, or little figurines and stuff. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
And that would waste fuel?
It's weight.
From that little amount?
Well,
that's up.
They should have a personal weight allowance so they can fill however they want, surely.
Like, they can eat it. They got
to
eat it.
Like, they all have to take dumps.
Yeah, do they
right
make
before?
You take a giant dump right before? Like,
they stick a vacuum up your ass and just pull out as much as they can.
That's a question for Sally LePage. You give all the astronauts a big farewell meal. They eat a big meal. They're all full of poop the next day. What does that poop cost?
Is that the most expensive meal ever?
To go to the moon. How much does it cost to send a poop to the moon? That's what I want to know.
Now I'm just imagining a giant turd sitting in a ship, like blasting off, ready to go, like,
you know,
all by itself.
Like the poop.
It's like a national park. You got to pack that stuff out.
The smiley face on it.
I'm sure they have to take dumps because you can't get up and take a dump while the rocket's taking off.
You can
shit your
pants.
It's just like the seatbelt sign on a plane. You're like, yeah, I can get up. The seatbelt sign on a rocket? No. Yeah.
And also, if it smushes your poo out, that's bad too.
Yeah.
So it'd be great, like, stage one lets go and disconnects, and stage two fires. Guy goes, okay, I'm going to get up right now. I'm going to beat the rush. So he starts to unbuckle. I imagine some, like, flight attendant in the back of the cockpit going, sir, sir, sir. Do you know that, sir?
No, at that point,
that?
It would be like, sir. Sir!
I have to jettison this turd.
That flight attendant, sir, means specifically sit down.
Yeah.
Always.
Ma'am.
So,
ma'am.
It's always a guy.
Ma'am.
It's always some dude who thinks he can stand up.
No, it's been
up.
Women, too.
Oh, really?
So, for example, for comparison, SpaceX, like, one of their big goals is to break the cost of sending stuff into space down to less than $1,000 per pound.
Per pound.
And how much is a pound?
16 ounces. I mean, I don't know.
$1.35?
2.2 pounds is a kilo.
How much is a beer?
And falling.
I don't know.
This is probably...
2.2 pounds is a kilo. Does that help? 14 pounds is a stone.
I mean, I know. I just can't visualize a pound. Like, what weighs a pound?
Wait, what do you think this is?
My dick?
Let me see.
Wait. I mean, that's, like, just under a pound?
That's right, baby.
Well, it's 12 fluid ounces, so...
Plus the glass.
Come on, Gus. Come on, help me out.
A quarter pounder from McDonald's. Quarter pound. Four of those.
I never had one.
Damn.
So wait, that's...
A standard hamburger patty.
But then you also have the bun.
A standard hamburger patty is typically about a quarter pound.
Is that 3/4 of a pound?
Yes.
A liquid pound?
Because it's 12 ounces.
A flute?
It's a thing. Gus is getting so frustrated over there.
But you also have the bottle.
What's
whose phone is not muted?
That's me.
I have a question.
That's me.
If you were... You know, in Gravity, she uses the fire extinguisher as thrust to go forwards. If you were, like, just out of reach of the rope and just floating in space next to the rope, and it's like, it's right there, and I can't
so frustrating.
Get it. Can you use poop as thrust?
Yes.
And eject poop matter backwards and reach the
poop
rope?
Or fart. I feel like a fart would do
anything, any force, equal and opposite
sphinctural
reaction.
Expellation.
I don't think any of us would really be able to understand what it's like to be in zero gravity or zero G until we were in it. Because, like, anything you do, like, it feels like, you know, you could move or something. But when I see those things, like, she's grabbing at the tethers on gravity, it's like, I can just feel how frustrating that would be.
And also
she's spinning.
Yeah. They talk about it also in The Martian, about, like, velocity differences.
Mm-hmm.
And about, you know, you can be close to someone, but the speed... is so different that there's no way you can't do anything about it.
Like, what, a big net.
Like, they do an intercept vector, I think that was like 40 meters per second at one point in that movie.
Which would be like getting hit by a car.
It's fast. 40 meters in a second is fast. Yeah. I think they get it down to like 13 meters in a second, which is still...
Oh, it's per second. No, it's
wicked
way faster
fast.
Than a car.
Still wicked fast. Well, what do you think the car was? What do you think the car was? 40 meters per what?
I thought in my head you're saying miles an hour. So
I see what you're saying.
40 meters per second is about 90 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fast.
It's a very fast car.
Which is what, like a...
What's 13? Is it
130 kilometers? No.
About 29 miles an hour.
Can't recommend The Martian enough. Great movie.
Book two?
I would see the Martian or Gravity. Which would you recommend to somebody?
Probably Gravity.
Or Interstellar.
Just because I like the book
Matt Damon
so much
blows
more
up
than
in both of them.
Interstellar goes off the rails, though, in the third act. Like, I don't think average person...
What about this,
it's a little
then?
Strange.
What if you get to the bit where Matt Damon blows up the whole thing, because he's an idiot, he blows it up, but then you hard cut to The Martian, where he blows up his thing and ends up out in the
Interstellar?
Yeah.
Oh, so you go from Matt Damon blowing stuff up to Matt Damon getting blown up, essentially.
Yeah.
Right, so it looks like he just gets knocked out.
Yeah, so from Interstellar to a different to planet. The
I would watch that movie in a heartbeat. I would watch that movie. Because
then you lose the end of Interstellar and keep pulling
because then he's like, then it's like, oh, we get pull him out of the thing, and he's like, oh, I'm so happy you found me, blah, blah. Boom, I gotta make potatoes. It's like,
Spud's
out. Why am I rooting for this guy now? He killed everybody in the movie. He's the only one left. And it's like, now I want him to get off the planet and eat potatoes.
So we should do...
I'd recommend The Martian. I just love it.
We should do an episode of the podcast from the vomit comment, right? That's what people on Twitter are saying.
Well, you can only vomit
comment for like a minute or two at a time.
Yeah, isn't it really only like a couple seconds?
Well, we'll have to go like 90 times then.
How much is a ticket on the vomit comment?
Let me look it up.
$5,000.
You are correct. Gavin is correct. It is $5,000. So that's a $20,000 podcast.
5 years ago.
$15,000 podcast if Barb's not there.
Patrick.
Just saying.
Do we have budget for that?
What the fuck?
Worth it.
He just said worth it.
It's his budget.
And only if Patrick's in the back of it with a board.
His that vomit. Like so the fun.
What is this guy? That guy looked awesome.
This is great footage. They cut away just as it went away from the plane.
They're showing the vomit comet 2 seconds before they play the video.
So one of the things we did to prepare for The Amazing Race is I went to that indoor silo where you indoor skydive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it looked ridiculous when I got in there. I'm comfortable admitting that.
Did you ever go actual skydiving?
No, Ashley's been skydiving.
Do they let you loose in that thing or do they hold on to you?
No, they let you loose. If you're good at it.
What if you went...
They're there watching and they can grab... You have like handles all the way down the side of your suit. And for those of you who aren't familiar with it, there's this place called...
I fly.
That's it. Thank you so much. Did Austin. And basically, it's like a wind tunnel that points vertically. And then you get in this thing about a third of the way up, and you're standing on wire mesh, but there's just enormous, enormous fans beneath you. It just blows straight up.
Could I put a table in there and set up like a nice meal and sit and have dinner with someone, and then they turn it on, and it's like...
It's flappy. Go do it. It's like $40, right?
If you had to choose between... Skydiving, bungee jumping, or base jumping.
Oh, man.
I would bungee jump.
I probably would skydive. There's no reserve bungee cord.
Yeah, also, base jumping I would never do.
I love the idea of base jumping. It seems really cool, but man.
It seems cool, but there's no fail safe.
Yeah.
Base jumping accidents.
What does it stand for again? Is it like bridge, antenna, structure, earth? Or something like that?
I had no clue it stood for something. I thought it was just you're jumping off of a base.
Base.
It stands for the four categories. Where are they? I just saw it and then it's gone.
Oh. I thought it was like you were jumping off an immovable thing to another immovable thing. You know, basically. You're not jumping out of a plane. Okay, you're not jumping off of a...
It's an acronym. It stands for four categories of fixed objects from which one can jump. Building, antenna, span, or earth.
Span. What's a span is like a bridge?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Earth.
Like a mountain.
Like a cliff.
Everything's earth.
Jump off the earth.
Everything's earth.
I jump off the earth every day. When you're walking, that's your base jumping, right?
As someone who's been skydiving...
We have nothing that's not made out of earth.
You would love
some
it.
Some rock is space rock.
Some? What do you... Are you jumping out of prop planes that are made out of meteorites? No. Everything we have came out of the earth, so jumping is everything.
It's not true, though.
You would like skydiving.
It's 100% true.
Wind time back enough, and the earth was different bits of crap.
To what? To when people were base jumping? You want to go back, 5 million BC? How far you want to go back? 5 billion?
Well, just to when, the moon wasn't there.
Why are you qualifying this? I'm saying everything we've ever made on Earth comes from Earth. It all comes from somewhere else. I mean, if you want to go back far enough, say it all came from stars. That's everything came from stars.
I think that's what Gavin's getting jumping. At.
Star jumping. Okay, now I'm on board with Gavin. Gavin has won me over with his logic. Star jumping.
You have Universe Sandbox 2, right?
Yeah, we have a VR version.
Yeah.
Teddy loves that game. Teddy smashes planets. He's like a little
Galactus.
Oh, it's
so much fun.
Yeah.
It's like you're looking at this beautiful, serene solar system. You're like, I'm going to put a moon right here.
Yeah, we did.
I'm going to launch it in that direction.
A Let's Play where, because you can spawn the TARDIS, and you can make it big.
Oh, really?
And I stepped inside. They cut it all out of the video for some reason. I don't know. But,
copyright.
Yeah. Shrug.
Trademark.
So speaking the thumbnail, though.
We have a new copyright.
That's so the thumbnail?
We have a new registered trademark. They're going for clickbait, you and the TARDIS.
Funhouse. Funhouse is now
a registered trademark.
So it gets
the U.S. government.
The circle with the R?
We have a certificate and everything.
There goes their...
So stupid. It says United States government, and below it says Funhouse. Registered trademark.
That's Funhouse.
Funhouse.
That's so
that
dope.
Is the greatest name that we've ever given something.
Schwanhaus.
It's definitely better than Rooster Teeth.
So much better.
Yeah.
When I have the list of names that Adam proposed, Adam and Bruce proposed.
One of them was Dude Soup, right?
One of them, we talked about that one for a long time. They really wanted to name it Dude Soup. And I was like, man, Funhaus just felt like an identity and a brand. And then naming the podcast Dude Soup was just perfect.
Yeah, but Dude Soup is more descriptive than Funhaus.
Funhaus.
Like, what's Funhaus mean?
But also, Dude Soup isn't true anymore. They got a lease there.
True. What are you going to do about the podcast name?
Well, that's...
But I will say this. I could have gone either way with Funhaus or Dude Soup with them, and it was totally their decision. I just, like, put my two cents in. There were other ones they had that were just, like, eck. And actually, like, on the one-year anniversary...
Was one of them actually eck?
It might have been. Like, on the one-year anniversary, I, like, dug up all our emails from that, like, that we spent together in L.A. when we were launching Funhaus.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent them, like, all their candidates. They're like, yeah.
Yeah.
I will say this, though, too. The Funhaus thing is that John Reisinger... came back with that logo, like that was the first pass on the logo. Like there was like three or four on a page. It was like, that's the logo.
He usually nails it. That Reismonger
nailed it. Nailed it.
Do they get two gold play buttons because they're gonna hit twice?
That's pretty funny, man.
Didn't you guys also suffer from that?
Nope.
Oh.
I mean, everyone lost subs, yeah, but no, we didn't go below significant milestone.
Yeah, everybody in gaming lost a bunch of subs.
I thought that was the biggest
reaction I got from the audience at RTX. Was when we're on center stage and I just yelled out, you remember when Funhaus had 1 million subs and the whole of the audience was like, ooh.
They love that stuff. They do that. I will say, even though I'm really good friends with those guys and I was sorry to see him go through it, when the Fire Brothers were going through that awful fucking mayhem, there was one of the funniest jokes I've ever read. Remember when they're putting the counter up and it was going backwards?
Yeah.
And like they were approaching, I think it was like 12 million and everyone's like, oh my God, are they going to go under 12 million? Because that would have been a huge tick, right? And a guy wrote, hey man, really excited about you guys hitting 12 million subs. Big fan, been with you guys since 13 million. That was such a great joke. I thought it was such a great joke. It's one of those things you're like, ha ha ha.
No, that's really funny.
Have they come out of that already?
Yeah.
I just checked, they're over 14 million.
I think so. You got to understand one thing. It's like, I was amazed about the whole Fine Brothers thing that I know I fully expect people to get mad when you talk about anything that's legal, anything that makes money, and anything that has to do with copyright. Any of those. And they did all three of them, basically.
The Grand Slam.
What? Yeah. They hit the trifecta. And people got furious. However, it is very easy if you use the internet in a certain way to think that Reddit is like the whole internet in a way. And it's not. They have millions of viewers who were not even aware of anything in any way
whatsoever.
Or who
weren't bothered by it.
Yeah, just like they couldn't be bothered with it, basically. And I don't think their views, like everyone was looking at the subs, their views I think actually went up during that whole process because everyone was so fascinated with
it. Because it came controversial.
They were playing new stories, people were clicking.
Right.
It's like that Nicole Arbor girl. She put out that video about fat people. And then like her views just went crazy.
It was the first time I heard of her.
Oh, you remember the Dear Fat People? You never heard of that video?
No.
Yeah, I'm saying that.
No, that was the first time.
That was the first time I heard of her.
Oh, during that. I agree. At the same time. And then she came up again. The only time I've heard about her is during Scandals. That one, and then when she was...
The Matthew Santoro thing?
Yeah, she was accused of domestic abuse by Matthew Santoro.
Was that her or was that someone else?
That was her.
Same go.
Yeah,
oh,
that was
shit.
Her. That went back and forth for a little while, too.
Sucks to be
her. We've been lucky to steer clear of most of that stuff. Haven't we?
High five. Have we?
I don't know. I'm knocking on wood.
I hope so. I think so.
You never know.
Are you going to read a thing?
I got something to read. Reminder, everyone, this episode of the Rooster Teeth Podcast is brought to you by Casper. Casper is an online retailer of premium mattresses for a fraction of the cost. Casper is revolutionizing the mattress industry by cutting the cost of dealing with resellers and showrooms and passing that savings directly to the consumer. Casper's mattress is an obsessively engineered mattress at a very fair price. Casper combines two technologies, spring latex foam and supportive memory foam, to create an award-winning sleep surface with just the right sink and just the right bounce. The breathable design sleeps cool to help you regulate your temperature through the night. I've got my Casper mattress. It's soft and comfortable. I really love it.
Is it cool?
It's nice, yeah.
Does it say cool?
It's cool.
I'm sold.
Nice little bit of firmness. Little bit of sponginess. It's good. You can buy it easily online, completely risk-free. Casper understands the importance of truly trying out a mattress that in all reality you spend a third of your life on. Casper offers free delivery and painless returns with a 100-day period, so you don't have to lie down in a showroom. Casper offers free shipping and returns to the U.S. and Canada. Get a Casper mattress for $500 for a twin, $950 for a king-size mattress, Compared to industry averages, that's an outstanding price point. You can save an additional $50 towards a mattress purchase by going to casper.com/roosterteeth, entering promo code roosterteeth. That's casper.com/roosterteeth, promo code roosterteeth. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, Casper, for sponsoring the podcast and for your comfortable mattresses.
We're sponsoring the podcast on a regular basis.
I would like to talk about a video game.
We sat on those Casper mattresses.
We got super excited because we were staying in L.A. We could hit a Pokestop from our bed.
Is that the game you want to talk about? Little indie title that came out this week? Last week?
No.
No.
You want to talk about Inside?
I want to talk about Inside.
Okay.
That game's weird.
Who's finished it real quick?
I finished it.
Barbara did not raise her hand. So Gus, Gavin, and Bernie raised our hands. Barbara has not. But I think Barbara has as great of understanding of that ending as we do, even though she hasn't experienced it.
Yeah. Well,
she might know it better than us.
I feel like
it might make more sense to somebody who's never seen it.
Just when you think you're getting to grips with what's happening in that game, they throw in something that's like, well, that was weird. Well, and then you start like, yeah, I can get on board with, okay, well, that's really weird.
Here's the thing about that game. I don't know what that game is about at all. I only know the ending.
We don't know either.
I wish I had a face cam of myself when I finished it. It would have been
As someone who's played it, I should understand what happened better than you. I don't.
But
it's
been like,
same level.
It's been a couple of weeks, right? We can talk about it.
What's the actual gameplay like? It's like Limbo?
Limbo. Very much like Limbo. But
made by the same people.
Absolutely gorgeous. Great game. Even though we're kind of bagging on it for being like, it's one of the best games I've played.
Well, I saw
Ashley.
People should definitely play it.
It's a solid 9.5 out of 10.
The fuck was that?
I
recorded Ashley because she hadn't finished it. And by the way, for those of you who think we could potentially be spoiling this game that you might want to play that you haven't played yet, it's literally impossible. We could not spoil this for you.
We could spoil the ending.
I suppose.
But
we
is that like a selling point to the game?
Well, I mean, it's the ending.
Like, would someone want to not play it if they knew the ending?
I don't think so.
I would love to see just recordings of people finishing the game.
Yeah. So if you're playing Inside, record your face if you haven't finished it yet, and show us what your face looks like when you finish the game. Be very curious.
Rodzilla sent me one.
Usually you don't want to hear.
Very cool game mechanics built in. I don't know how they came up with some of that.
Send me a video of your face when you
finish.
Yeah, I was going to say, usually you don't want a video of someone's face when they finish.
We did 20 minutes on the patch this last week. And I agree. I like how they don't ever give you a tutorial of any kind.
There's no HUD.
Nothing.
And there's no even, you press start and then the boy comes down and you just start walking. Just like Limbo.
Yeah, Limbo's even weirder because Limbo, you start the game and you don't know it's begun. And you're sitting there watching the screen and then you're like, oh, am I supposed to? And then you move and he gets up and then you like start playing the game.
Wait, Inside's also Limbo. Right?
That's the beginning.
Inside's also really dark, like the brightness level. Like when it says like resume.
As opposed to Limbo?
You know, it's just like, is the TV on? Oh, yeah, it says resume really faintly.
Wait, if you leave the Xbox.
Right.
Oh, so it's on Xbox.
You're like if I go to like watch TV and then I go back to the Xbox.
Yeah, yeah.
What's resume?
That's what it says. Like
after you press start, you can resume.
Right.
Okay. I think I just played straight through.
They want
honestly.
You to submit your resume. It's just a little dark.
They do a great job of making little bits of the game where you're being chased and you have just enough time to make it.
Yeah.
Like a full sprint. You're like, nail it.
Yeah. There's a lot of really cool stuff in the game. And it's like, it starts off a little weird because Limbo's pretty like dark. I mean, it's like narrative
sense.
Pulling
the legs off spiders.
Right. And the bear trap snaps you and your head goes flying and everything.
And like grubs that go in your mind.
Right, which there's some of that
in the pig.
In Inside too. But at the beginning, when you first mess up, I don't know if you guys messed up at the beginning part, but you get shot with Trank darts.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, they went like a softer route in this. And it's like, nope.
That changes later.
2 seconds later, I was getting ripped apart by dogs.
Or the big shockwave bit.
Yeah.
Where you just turn to goop.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Do we know what that is? Is there any indication of what that was?
I thought it was nuclear blasts in the distance, is what I think it is.
Hide behind this pillar, you're okay.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Hide behind the pillar.
I'm positive I could probably go back and play that game a second time and not die at all. And just play it all in one life.
I think so too. I think in that sense,
much easier to not die than Limbo.
Much easier.
Yeah. Limbo had that 5 no death achievement.
Got it.
I never got
it. I got it live on Twitch. It's one of my only Twitch streams I've ever done.
Really?
I was going for that, and we were down to the last life, and everybody's freaking the fuck out.
360 no death?
Got it. Fucking spin around. 360? 360 glass crash.
I thought a tremendous successor to a good game.
I agree, but fucking weird, dude.
Did you see this?
Really weird.
And Limbo was weird enough. At least.
I did it.
What?
All right.
You weren't there?
Were you watching the secret ending?
No, yeah. He was showing me what I just did when he was reading.
Oh, I didn't see it. No, no. No, no, no. The thing I had highlighted.
Oh, you just showed me a gift.
No, I had this highlighted.
Oh, okay.
All right. So while they're doing that shitty business, if you guys want to ask us a question or take part in the podcast, and you're watching this live on First, then just tweet us using the hashtag. Hashtag RT
Podcast. Who's on First?
There you go.
Hashtag RT Podcast.
Everyone watching live right now is on First. So, talking about another video game, Pokemon Go, aka the game everybody in the world is playing.
Well, not Canada yet. They don't have it yet.
Oh, everybody in the world
accounts. Just the U.S. has it.
Just the U.S.
It's, people who don't like Pokemon, by the way, really don't like this game. They're mad about it.
People who don't
really
like Pokemon?
I don't really care about Pokemon. I love this game.
I don't think there's much to this game. What do you do? I mean, I've caught like 20 Pokemon.
There's not much to it at all.
You just fling the ball at stuff.
Yep.
You don't have to beat the shit out of it first.
You got to hunt them, though. You got to go hunting.
It's lacking in the game area.
Yeah, it's not Pokemon.
The socializing you do because of it, I think, is a big selling point.
Oh, I hate it.
Well, but it's crazy to see.
Whenever there's like lore been dropped, I'm like, oh, I don't want to go anywhere near that.
It's crazy to see the people walking around.
I was walking to brunch yesterday with Meg.
Where'd you go to brunch?
Didn't something happen today?
Something happened today. I can't talk about it.
Where'd you go to brunch?
Could you change a word?
I'm not going to say that either because it's walking distance from my house. So, walking to brunch.
Is it a place that I would like? Is it good? Is it a good place to go to brunch?
Yeah.
Ashley and I went to brunch at Connie and Ted, and it was a Pokestop, so we ate it. So it was good. Nerd. We had a cinnamon bun that was huge.
Yeah, we were walking by a bunch of people, and this guy was like zigzagging around, like walking all through the trees. And I was like, hey, he's looking for a Pokemon. And then he comes up to us and goes, you guys seen the Dratini? Do you know where it is? And I was like, I mean, I know what you're talking about because I know about Pokemon. But he didn't say, hey, I'm playing this game. Are you?
Right.
He just said, where's the Dratini?
Were you on your phone?
No.
Oh.
Patrick,
that's
I'm sending you a
That's the
picture.
World we live in now where it's expected that you're searching for Pokemon.
Well, did you see Blaine tweeting about it yesterday? He went, I think, to some park downtown Austin, and there apparently were like 15 or 20 people also playing Pokemon Go. And so he was like going up to them and asking them if they found this one or that one. And then he saw a couple and he was like, hey, you find any Pokemon around here? And they're just like, what the fuck are you talking about? So it's like almost the exact same situation.
But we know two people that have already had a major incident because of Pokemon Go. We know one guy who got a ticket because he was driving while playing Pokemon
Go. That's stupid.
And it's an employee, so we've all sworn to secrecy is the guy's name. He even admits it was really stupid of him. And then we also know somebody who's been in a car accident now because of Pokemon Go. And this was both within 48 hours of the game being released.
Wait, we know someone?
Yeah. You know Ren the Reaper? He was a big part of the RT community for a long time.
Yeah.
And now he works at Corridor Digital.
He's a legend. I love that guy.
Awesome dude. He did this incredible Harry Potter short. They just did a Red versus Blue video where they had Gus and I contribute video voices to it. People thought that was a Red versus Blue season 14 video because we have so many different collaborators. It was just the weirdest timing. And it was in the style of Corridor Digital where they do like one-hit kills, that kind of thing.
Mm.
I thought it was also. When I got the lines, or when I got the email and I saw the proof, I was like, oh, okay, this must just be a season 14 video. And it wasn't until it was released on their show, I was like, oh, no, wait, it was just...
So someone hit him?
Their video.
So here's what happened. And this is totally working from... I talked to him on Twitter DMs, and I'm working from memory here. Actually, I can just read it if I talk to him on Twitter.
There's also this picture that I think Blaine tweeted.
Oh, no, that's my picture I just sent to Patrick.
Oh, you.
That is Auditorium Shores... Last night at like 11:30 at night, Ashley and I, these guys with their shirts off, they were like so gangster. And they're like, just like one guy with a shirt off, everyone started walking towards him because he's like, he's over there yelling, what the fuck, Charmander? Goddamn. Goddamn little bitch. And he was just yelling the whole time at Charmander. And it was so fucking funny. But we took us 3 hours to get home from the airport last night.
God damn.
Why, because you kept stopping?
Yeah, we did stop for dinner in that, but yeah, literally we kept veering to like go hunt for stuff.
Well, we had to wait for Ashley's ass before we went and saw the movie the other night because she was trying to catch an Arbok for like 10 minutes just throwing balls at it.
Literally on the red carpet at Ghostbusters. We're like,
a ton of Pokemon over there.
Yeah, right? She's like sitting there hunting.
She's
this
like, hold on, just like stood in the corner. Just going like... The security guard's like...
What do you do? Get your fucking ass moving.
Well, was it in Austin that there was people trying to set up like a Pokemon stop where they would just rob people in the middle of the night?
Is that in Austin?
I've heard of that happening. I've heard of it.
Yeah, people have been
places.
Dropping law to rob people, like a bunch of 18-year-old
kids. But that's
stupid
because you want to find people by themselves. You don't want a place where a bunch of people are going to go.
Unless you do it in the middle of the night, like late at night when there's not as many people out.
Yeah. I mean, you're not hunting deer. I mean, it's just like, I guess if you want cell phones,
you're hunting the most dangerous.
Also,
game.
Just don't go looking for Pokemon at 2 a.m. Just have go, common sense. Go
so don't steal a phone, you idiot. Because it's you
or
don't
yeah,
find
just
it.
Don't rob people.
Here, let me see if we can see what Ren said about getting hit by a car.
That's a loud ass plane.
That was really loud. That was like really close feeling to me. Huh. Where's Ren?
You never hear a plane in here.
No,
it's really weird.
Was that like the? Did the England one get delayed? That's like the biggest plane that lands there.
The no. England one would have been delayed by like 4 hours if that was it.
Yeah, no, that was crazy.
England. Anyway, I can't find the message here. I'm having trouble searching through my messages. But essentially what he said was he went to a gym and there was already a guy there and he was parked. Or maybe it was a Pokestop. That would make more sense. He was at a Pokestop that had a lure on it. There was a guy there in a van. He pulled up. He was hunting for the Pokemon as well. And then while he's doing that, the guy in the van just all of a sudden backed up and smashed into him and got out and was like, you weren't here when I got here.
So he wasn't actually driving.
Yeah, well, he was probably still Pokemoning and then like backed his van into Ren's car.
Yeah, this guy that
he tweeted about
me,
it. You can go to Ren the Reaper on Twitter.
Ren with a W.
The Ren guy, with a W-S.
The guy that was zigzagging all around in front of us, walking through the trees and stuff and asking us. He then got into his car and drove off with his phone in his hand. Like,
no, it's going to kill somebody.
You're a fool.
It's going to kill somebody.
It's probably going to.
There's been one death from autonomous driving. Everybody's going nuts. I guarantee there's been probably several car accidents at this point due to Pokemon Go.
Probably.
Yeah.
With no doubt.
Also, some Pokemon are dangerous.
That's true.
They could kill you.
Mm-hmm. That's why you got to get a significant other to drive you around. So you can look for Pokemon while they drive.
I saw there's services like that now, like where people on Craigslist are offering to drive other people around so they can find Pokemon Go.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I asked my Uber driver in LA if anybody had done that. And he said he didn't know what the hell I was talking about. So
it'd be a good service to be like, I know where all the best Pokemon are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, like what are you looking for? I can take you to the right place.
There's a flat fee of $50. I'll take you wherever you want.
The Pokestop thing is pretty cool though if you're looking for them because it makes you notice stuff in the world that you never would have seen.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was in LA in an Uber going down. I was like, oh, there's one coming up.
A Uber.
And I spun around. I was like, hey, it's the Banksy art. I was like, oh, that's a Banksy? That's cool. But I didn't know. I'd never have known.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Hank Green tweeted the same thing. He sees art in places. He's like, I never knew this was here.
Yeah.
I've been walking past this for years.
I didn't know my apartment had a dog park until there was a Pokestop over there.
It's weird. It's a weird phenomenon. I mean, I've always been like, Pokemon? I'm having a blast with this.
But it could be anything. It's just this like go out and hunt in the real world thing.
Well, it could be, sure.
Like, there will be other games that are like this.
Yeah. You know, there's a theory that if you put Pokemon on anything, people go nuts for it, you know. And this turned out to be true because it's based on another game called Ingress that is supposedly has way more features than Pokemon Go, but no one's going to go play Ingress now.
Is that real?
What is this? It looks like Uber with people walking with Pokemon balls.
What is that, Patrick?
Pokeballs.
I mean, is that a service just for getting Pokemon?
What's its service called? They're saying this is the car service that'll take you to Pokemon, huh?
Cars picking people up to take them to Pokemon.
What's the service called? What's the fucker walking? Who's that? What's he doing? Nobody has any information.
Nobody answered any questions. It could be a Photoshop for all we know.
They just randomly selected a photo.
It might be.
And showed it to us. Are you playing Pokemon Go?
Yes.
How many Pokemons do you have?
I had like 90 earlier, but I got rid of a bunch of duplicates.
You didn't know how. It's interesting.
I didn't know
how. Like,
I have 41 now.
What's your best Pokemon?
My best Pokemon is, how do you say it? Vaporeon,
yeah.
What level is it at?
645.
One of the Eevee evolutions.
Shit. Mine's a Manchamp.
Machamp?
Machamp, thanks.
I have a Taurus, I think it's called.
You called it Mariel?
I named it Mariel. I always name my Pokemon after the people who I'm next to when I catch them.
8.
And so I was 2, with Mariel. 2.
Did you see the guy who names all of his Pokemon based on what autocorrects the actual name of the Pokemon to?
That's a really funny
idea. Pretty funny.
That's awesome.
That's pretty funny.
Like Gilbert instead of Golbat. Golbat.
Look, I have one of these bat things. I name it Bethany.
Do you still name all your Pokemon?
Not all of them.
Death? What?
No.
Nah? I don't play anymore. You don't bother? So you're not going to play Pokemon Go?
I call like 20, but it rinses my battery and I'm just not that interested.
Yeah, it does.
I had a tweet about it the other day. Like, I wonder how much more strain on the electrical grid Pokemon
Go
places. Yeah,
I definitely wonder that.
Didn't you see like the daily number of users was higher than Twitter one time?
I retweeted somebody put that stat up that Tuesday it's going to pass Twitter for more daily active users. In less than a week, it will pass.
Came out on Wednesday night, right?
Yeah.
I wish the Pokemon were more fixed to an actual location. Because like you just get near it and it's like wherever your phone is looking. But if it was like actually on a park bench, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Aaron was really confused because he was driving me and I was like, oh, there's a Pokemon. He's like, how is it in the car with us?
Are you going out with a caveman?
Yeah, going out, pretty
you're
much.
Going out, you are going out with someone who doesn't text message, so yeah. there is a certain barrier of
what decade
of
would he rather be in?
Probably 1930.
I would have guessed 70s, but 30s is pretty extreme.
I don't know. Maybe the 60s.
Hmm.
Who's this guy Magmar you're always talking to on phone? I'm going to fuck him up.
So if you had to name 151 Pokemon,
the names would be as shitty as what they came up with.
No,
much.
You're not coming up with names, but if you had to name the first 150, ones from the first game, how many could you name, do you think? Because we did a versus today, and Jeremy, just off the top of his head, named 100, and I shouldn't spoil it. He named a lot of Pokemon.
Holy really? Shit.
Yeah.
What do you mean he named them?
He typed the names in.
Just like Charmander, okay. Bolt.
No, you're doing something different. he came up with names.
No.
He named all
151. He remembered the names.
So what was the question you were asking me?
If you
could you name the first 151 Pokemon?
I can't name any Pokemon.
You just named one.
I've been playing Magmar. I looked at my phone to try to find a name so I could make that stupid joke
come
about Aaron.
Come up with five Pokemon names. Come up with them. Name them.
You're saying come up. That's why he's confused.
Yeah. Magikarp. You just asked me, could I come up with names for the first 100 Pokemon? It made me sound like I was going to name them like you do when you're next to somebody. Magikarp.
One.
Arbok. Enix. No?
Is that one?
An X. Fuck it.
That was two.
Jigglypuff.
You couldn't name Pikachu.
I can name Pikachu,
or
sure.
Bulbasaur.
No, I don't know that
Charmander.
One. Charmander. I know Charmander. I don't know the other ones. Squirtle.
I got a Squirtle this morning. I was very happy
Pidgey.
With that.
Is it which ones are starters? Because
Bulbasaur.
Squirtle and Charmander were definitely
What's
starters.
What's the egg one?
Bulbasaur, Charmander.
Execute.
And Squirtle.
Execute?
Yeah.
Listen. Really? You what should one? Play Pokemon Go is fun. You should play Pokemon Go. Something else you should know, you have an advantage by starting the game now. There's a way you can start with a Pikachu as your starter Pokemon.
What? How?
Look it up. You can do it. It's they don't tell you this, but they put three out there, and you click on the one, and that's your starter that you fight, and it puts out a Bulbasaur, a Squirtle, and a Charmander. But if you just like walk away from them, they'll spawn again somewhere else. And then you keep walking, they spawn somewhere else, keep walking, they spawn again, this time they have a Pikachu with them. And then you can choose the Pikachu.
So you just go for a little trek.
That's as I understand it. I was well past it, so I was like, fuck this thing.
That's what I've heard also.
What do you have? What was your starter?
Bulbasaur.
What a chump. That makes so much sense.
What?
That makes sense to me. Mine's a Charmander.
Well, Squirtle's the best starter.
Fuck off. He's a bitch.
This from the guy who can't name two. Oh, he can't name three, so you got shown.
Bulbasaur's the worst because he's leaf.
Oh, apparently someone doesn't like that. Who is it, Justin? Justin does not like the fact
that I've seen charts and everything. I'm just like, fuck this.
In the game, statistically, Bulbasaur's the hottest.
All right, name all the types of Pokemon. Do that.
Fire, ice, water.
Poison.
Am I doing this right? I'm totally making this up.
You got it. You're on their way, though.
Earth, love, heart.
Nope. Earth, love. Flying,
playing
right?
Captain Planet now.
It's flying different than like something else. It's flying its own thing.
Air,
yeah, like a bird.
Air.
I get what flying
is. Flying is a bird. Okay,
and that's not what I'm asking.
Is it different? Like a rock doesn't fly, but a bird flies.
Listen to me. Is flying a category? Is flying a category?
Yeah. Like what else would a bird be?
No. Well,
he meant feathers. It could be a feather category, dummy.
Some
air.
Stuff without
it could
feathers.
Be air.
Air.
Some stuff without feathers flies.
Air.
Some stuff without feathers flies.
Jesus. You mean like rocks? Fucking rock flying in your direction about 2 minutes.
Like the Aerodactyl. That flies. Doesn't have feathers.
Yeah, but is it air? Is that the category that it's in?
No, flying.
That's what I was asking. So flying is a category. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, the birds. Mostly.
Mostly.
You could have two types. Like a Zapdos. It's flying and it's electric.
But can you name
You give me
them?
Two types? What's Charmander?
He's fire type.
Fire and?
Well,
fire and water?
I mean, Charizard flies.
Not all of them are two types, but
he evolves,
can be two
types. He evolves into a flying one.
Okay.
How do you know all this
flying
stuff?
And fire. Because you grew
know,
up playing it.
I played Pokemon when I was a kid.
Did you get all 151 Pokemon when you were growing up?
Did I?
Yes.
No. Because I couldn't afford both copies of the game. You needed red and blue to get all of them.
Oh, that's shitty.
Could you share them between the two?
Yeah, you could trade. You could trade with someone's red to get certain Pokemon that you couldn't get in blue.
What a ripoff. Is that true?
I never heard that. That's why they had two versions.
Did you have a friend with the other version?
It just had different Pokemon on it?
I mean, it had a lot of them were on both, but there were some, I think less than 20, that you could only get on one side.
Well, that's shitty, dude.
But then Yellow made it so that that wasn't the case a little bit. I don't know.
Who was Jeremy playing against today in that versus?
Matt.
Matt Bragg?
Yeah.
How do you play versus in Pokemon Go?
You don't.
No, it's naming all the Pokemon.
We're just naming Pokemon. Writing down their names. Not making up new names.
Not you go, I go.
Not coming up with names, as Gavin said.
And none of them were flying.
He talks in circles,
Some of them were feathers.
Some of them, but they didn't fly.
But they were not flying rocks.
They were not.
Rocks don't have
feathers. Penguins have feathers and they don't fly. Do penguins have feathers?
They do have feathers.
Okay, what does a skinned penguin look like?
Ugh. You know what looks worse?
It looks like a walking chicken.
I saw a skinned owl. Blech.
Oh, it's saying skinned. I mean defeathered.
I know what you mean.
Not de-skinned.
What is that
plucked.
Called?
Plucked? A
plucked? Shaved?
Penguin.
Demolted?
Have you ever seen a shaved bear?
Is that?
No. Look up. Google shaved nice. Bear.
Thanks,
no,
dude.
No, you gotta look it up. Hairless bear. Or
don't look
bear.
Up hairless bear on the internet.
No,
don't do,
do
that.
It. Look up
don't
hairless
do it.
Bear. Get it up here.
Don't.
And
don't
then look
it.
Up hairless beaver.
There we go.
Look how fucking weird that is. Why are you going?
They clicked on it. They fucked it up. They'll find it.
Now look up a different Pokemon. It's called a smooth twink. Look that up, wouldn't you, Patrick?
There it is. Look at that thing.
It's like an elephant with a bear head.
That looks horrible. It's like a rat.
Yeah.
It's 800
pounds. Who pulled all the hair off a bear?
It's got mange. It's got a thing.
It's got minge?
It's got a thing that makes the hair come out.
I thought you said minge.
Mange. You know what mange is?
Mangy.
Oh.
Who
pulls all the hair off of a bear? It's like there's one zookeeper. That's why he became a zookeeper. That's what he's really into.
A tough dude.
Just pulling fur off of bears. Here, I got something else to read.
Read another thing.
I want to remind everyone, this episode of the Receipt Podcast is also brought to you by Squarespace. With Squarespace, sites are professionally designed regardless of your skill level. There's no coding required. They offer intuitive and easy-to-use tools to help you along the way, and you get a free domain name if you sign up for a year. Start your free trial site today at squarespace.com/roosterteeth. When you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure to use offer code roosterteeth to get 10% off your first purchase. Squarespace. Build it beautiful. I think Squarespace is probably one of the sponsors that we get asked the most questions about, typically. I think people are really, really into it. Everyone always wants to know what the code is so they can make their own website.
Yeah.
So squarespace.com/roosterteeth. Enter code roosterteeth. It's a great, great service. You can use it to easily make a website where you can post pictures of hairless bears and poke whatever it is that you want to do.
Whatever you want to
post. Your Pokemon Go fan site.
Or your hairless beavers.
Your hairless beavers. Whatever it is, at your own discretion. So before the podcast, you know, we typically get food in.
Yeah.
And this week we had In-N-Out.
We did.
Not very healthy.
And there's so
is it ever, the is pizza? It ever healthy?
It's cheeseburgers and French fries. And I was looking at I don't eat ketchup. I hate ketchup. But I was looking at the ketchup packet that they give you. It says In-N-Out burger tomato ketchup. Is there non-tomato ketchup?
I mean, I've seen a lot of things called tomato ketchup.
But why do you need that? Isn't all ketchup tomato ketchup? Isn't that just redundant?
No.
Why not?
Well, what about yellow mustard?
Oh, they make something called no-mato.
But there's different ketchup. Kinds of mustard, because there's also Dijon
but
mustard.
But they're all yellow.
Honey mustard. Right, but yellow mustard is a type of mustard.
Here's a recipe for veg. Four different fruit ketchups.
What?
Apparently there are other ketchups.
What are the... Wait.
What fruit would you put in
what
ketchup?
Are the four fruits you could make ketchup out of?
This is from
sabur.com.
I would think grape ketchup.
Orange.
Grape and orange.
Grape. Strawberry.
Celery.
Lewis, this site has a lot of fucking ads on it. Holy shit.
What are they?
Yeah,
ads?
What are they?
They're like, they tell you about another product.
Add ketchup?
There's a
you want ketchup?
Blueberry chipotle ketchup.
Whoa.
Tomatillo ketchup. That seems like tomato to me.
Tomato ketchup.
Sweet cherry ketchup. And I can't find the other one.
Sweet and sour.
Banana ketchup.
Banana ketchup?
Do you say honey banana?
People are gagging off camera.
Nice. Look. That sounds
so
honking.
I used to work at a Burger King, and when there was downtime, we would take the tomato ketchup packages and twist them until they popped. Didn't take very many.
I did a thing when I was a kid where we go to a diner. Barbara, don't. It's awful what you're doing. She's twisting a
But she wants to do it, so it's going to happen.
It looks like a bow tie right now. Oh,
is it going to go on me?
It is. It's going to go everywhere.
I'll stop. I don't want to get the set dirty. Thank you. Or do I?
Yeah, I used to drink the creamers at the table.
You're an animal.
When I was a kid. And it's like, I didn't even remember that I did that until just recently. And it's like,
me and my brothers used to do it all the time.
I used to drink every creamer at the table.
Did you pretend it was like a little milk?
Yeah. All the little, like, the little white cups with the paper lid. Yeah, just.
Why?
I drink like six of them in a row. I don't know, I was a kid and I thought it was milk.
Do you think that's a more expensive way to buy milk?
I would say that's an enormously expensive way to buy milk.
It's cheaper if you're doing it at a diner because you're not paying for that.
It's true.
We should